Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, we're at 62 degrees.
Expecting a high near 67 under mostly sunny skies today.
A 10-year-old girl who was shot in that crossfire while on a school playground in Milwaukee on life support at last word. Relatives said the third grader Sierra Guyton was brain dead as of this morning, but she was still getting medical treatment at Children's Hospital in the hope she could pull through. Police said she was playing at the Clark Street Elementary School playground about 7 last night when two boys started shooting at each other. Sierra was shot in the head by a stray bullet.
This is beyond a police problem. And believe me, we take responsibility for our part of it. We're going to catch these little skunks. We're going to put them in jail.
And speaking yesterday, Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn said his city's doing its best to get the guns off the streets, but he said more needs to be done.
To pass a law that makes these little monsters afraid to get locked up for possessing a gun. I need felony time for a felony crime of illegally carrying a firearm.
Some pretty strong words there from Chief Flynn.
Definitely.
Local unemployment numbers saw a sizable drop last month. This according to the State Department of Workforce Development. They say Sheboygan County's rate dropped 0.9% to 4.9, while the city of Sheboygan's rate dropped 0.1% to 6.1. This occurred despite 100 fewer people seasonally employed in the Sheboygan metro area in April when compared to March, but it is 700 more than in April of 2013. Across Wisconsin, all metro areas, all major cities, and all but a few counties saw their rates drop last month. As for the state as a whole, last month saw a rate drop for the 9th consecutive month to 5.8%.
Well, 2 of every 3 Wisconsin voters say Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker should give up his White House aspirations and not run nationally in 2016. Only 27% of 805 registered voters surveyed in a New Marquette Law School poll want Walker to run for president. 67% say he should stay at home. When it comes to Republicans, they were split about 50-50 on the question. Only 9% of Democrats say that Walker should run. Walker's repeatedly refused to say whether or not he'll serve a full 4-year term as governor if he's elected this fall. So how's he doing in the latest poll, Rusty?
Well, he's a little bit down because both Burke and Walker are tied for the race for governor.
46-46, a tie. That's quite a shift from 48-41. Where it stood in our March data, and 47-41 in January.
That's poll director Charles Franklin. He adds 6% of registered voters are undecided still. He said turnout in the fall election is likely to play an important role in the outcome. Franklin adds Walker's job approval is up 2 points to 49%, while Burke continues to become more familiar to voters.
A 41-year-old Sheboygan woman and her 5-month-old child escaped serious injury yesterday afternoon when they were struck while crossing the street at 14th and Penn Avenue. Police said a 23-year-old Elkhart Lake woman was driving the car that hit the woman as she pushed the stroller carrying the child across the street. The infant wasn't injured, but the woman was hospitalized for treatment of an apparent minor injury.
A Sheboygan drug dealer has been sentenced to prison, but he's already served a good portion of his time behind bars in the Sheboygan County Jail. 28-year-old Timothy Gahagan has been sitting in jail since his arrest in December of 2012 on drug charges. The Sheboygan Meg unit had received information Gahagan was selling drugs out of his residence on Carl Avenue. They executed a search warrant and found heroin, cocaine, and $237 in cash, and a small child sleeping on a sofa with drug paraphernalia all around. Gahagan was back in court this week when Judge Terrence Burke sentenced him to 3.5 years in prison to be followed by 2 years on extended supervision. Gahagan was given credit for the 515 days he's served in the county jail.
A Fond du Lac Public Works employee has caught flack on Facebook when he inadvertently ran over several baby ducklings with a large pickup truck this week. Public Works Director Jordan Skiff says the employee didn't know what he had done until a few people who saw what happened were able to catch up to him.
It's a very sad incident, and he feels bad about it. We all regret that it happened, but we're not aware of any reason to think it was anything other than an accident.
Police said there was no malicious intent by the driver. Still, some people who witnessed the incident posted it online, and reaction has not been too kind to the employee.
The power of the internet.
Yeah, and you don't want to mess with animals.
Exactly. Prosecutors say the accused Boston Marathon bomber used Christmas lights, toy car parts, and powder from firecrackers to make the deadly explosive devices that ripped through crowds of spectators last year. Newly released court documents indicate Johar Tsarnaev and his now-dead brother would have likely been unable to build the pressure cooker bombs without assistance or training. The 20-year-old Tsarnaev is in federal custody awaiting trial.
Well, 50 senators are pressing the Washington Redskins to change their name in a letter to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. Lawmakers call the Redskin name a racial slur. Redskin owner Daniel Snyder has vowed to never change the name of his football team.
And finally, Acuity Assurance's latest flagpole is complete. Last week, the 400-foot-tall pole, one of the tallest in the world, appeared to be fully constructed. Well, we found out today the 120-by-60-foot flag is flying on top of it. We haven't received any official word when a special dedication will be held for the structure, but most likely in the near future. Now, the pole is designed to withstand winds, which had forced two previous poles to come down, and allows the flag to be seen for miles. And a picture of the flagpole with the flag is posted on our website, WHBL.com.
That forecast, Rusty?
A beautiful forecast. Mostly sunny and a high near 67. Tonight, mostly clear and low near 42, and then warming up into the 70s as we head for the Memorial Day weekend.
Sounds great. Currently, we're at 62 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL. WHBL News Time, now at 12:06.